Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect. Hi, friend. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and today is our manifestation meditation. This practice is going to take us through a series of affirmations to help us notice where we are in the process of our manifestation journey, regardless of what you're manifesting in your life right now. We are going to determine where we're at, how we're feeling about where we're at, and start to bridge the gap to where we actually want to be. I hope you find this practice today so beneficial and so helpful. And I want you to feel free to come back to any of these affirmations as many times as you need. So I don't want you to just think about this meditation as a one-time thing. I want you to think of this truly as a part of your manifestation process, because where you are today and where you are next week and the week after that or a month after that, regardless of where you are in the manifestation journey towards the thing that you desire, there are going to be things to let go of. There's going to be a new level up that needs to happen and a true belief that we're worthy and deserving. And so we are going to go through this whole thing together. And I hope you find this practice so beneficial. Now, before we actually get to this practice, I do want to remind you that if you don't already have my free daily yoga and meditation calendar, the link for that is in the show notes. And this is going to take all of the guesswork out of your practice. So if you find yourself on a daily basis being like, I don't know what to do for my yoga practice today, or I don't know what meditation to do, I want you to just think of this as a super simple go-to practice. Take the guesswork out of it. If you find yourself in a place that you want to do something else besides what is on the calendar, by all means, have that agency in your practice. But if you need some support in making all of this a little bit easier and just having that guide and then maybe adding on more to whatever I have scheduled for the day, know that those options are all there for you. So without further ado, if you have not already subscribed to this podcast, please take a moment to do so. I would be so grateful. Come connect with me on social media at Katie Arnold Yoga and at Soul Connection Podcast, and we will go ahead and get to today's meditation. Settle in for your meditation. Finding a seated position that feels comfortable and grounding, or lying down if you can comfortably do so without falling asleep. Allow the shoulders to soften down the back, the eyelids to become heavy, either closing them completely or just shifting the gaze to an unmoving point. Releasing any tension in the face and jaw. letting go of the grip within your hands. And letting the sit bones and legs ground heavier into your seat. Inviting in a complete state of softness and ease to the physical body. Now take a big breath in through your nose, filling up the chest and the belly. And exhale out of an open mouth, allowing the physical body to soften deeper. Another breath in, filling up completely. And exhale all the air out. Taking one more of those cleansing breaths like that on your own. Allowing your exhale to release any stuck, stagnant, or fearful energy that may be living at the forefront of your mind. And then return to your natural breath. Finding the ease in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies with this breath. And begin to bring the idea of what you are currently looking to manifest to the forefront of your mind. Maybe you see this as an image in your mind's eye. Maybe you hear it like a gentle whisper. Or maybe it comes through as a feeling deep within yourself. How you bring it to the forefront of your mind is not what's important. What is most important is a lack of judgment and the clarity of what your soul truly desires. And then once you have this clear in your mind, begin to ask yourself, how do you feel when you think about calling this thing into your life? What comes up? Again, taking no judgment, but simply noticing where you're at right now. So we can start to bridge that gap from where you are now to where you actually want to be. We'll begin to repeat a series of affirmations. You can say these affirmations quietly to yourself. or if you feel like you're in a safe place to do so, you could also repeat them out loud. Whatever helps you fully feel into the reality and message of each statement to deepen your belief and your connection to it. In an effort to let go of self-doubt and limiting beliefs, begin to repeat this statement. I release all doubts and limitations. I release all doubts and limitations. I release all doubts and limitations. Release that mantra to reinforce the feeling that you are in alignment with what you desire. Begin to repeat, I am in alignment with my desires. I am in alignment with my desires. I am in alignment with my desires. As a reminder that you can create the change you desire for your life, begin to repeat, I am a magnet for positive change. I am a magnet for positive change. I am a magnet for positive change. To reinforce your deservingness and open the door to what's on the other side, begin to repeat, I am worthy of abundance and success. I am worthy of abundance and success. I am worthy of abundance and success. As we find ourselves feeling impatient and anxious for our manifestations to come through, begin to repeat, I trust in the timing of the universe. I trust in the timing of the universe. I trust in the timing of the universe. And finally, as we honor what we have now in the present moment, while remaining excited for the future ahead, begin to repeat. I am grateful for what is and excited about what's to come. I am grateful for what is and excited about what's to come. I am grateful for what is and excited for what's to come. Releasing all affirmations. I want you to check back in with that manifestation. And how are you feeling about it now? How did those feelings evolve over the course of this meditation? As author Eckhart Tolle says, awareness is the greatest agent for change. So rather than judge ourselves for these feelings and where we are now, simply acknowledge this place and come back to this practice over and over and over again. As you repeat this practice, you are simply welcome to use the affirmation that most resonates with you and where you're at right now in your manifestation journey. Take a few more moments to sit in stillness with your manifestation at the forefront of your mind. As you're ready, come back to the present moment at hand. Open your eyes and come out of your meditation. As you grab your journal today, I want you to write on what is it that you are currently working to manifest. How do you feel when you think about calling this thing into your life? And how did those feelings evolve over the course of this meditation? So, what is it that you are currently working to manifest? How do you feel when you think about calling this thing into your life? And then how did any of those feelings evolve over the course of this practice today? As always, this journal prompt will be in the show notes for this episode. Take some time to journal on that. Get really clear on this manifestation and then come back to this practice over and over again as many times as you need to. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have found connection from our practice today, please take a moment to leave a rating and review. subscribe if you're not already, and share this episode with a friend who you think would really benefit from it. And I will see you back here for your next Soul Connection practice.